Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today, I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning June and the fact that it is Dairy Month. As you may well know, consumers view dairy farmers in high regard. You do provide a very important part of the food supply in producing raw milk on your dairy farms every day. So, it might be helpful if you could just spend a few minutes sharing your experiences as a dairy farmer with those around you as we think about June as Dairy Month. So, what are some things that you might want to do during the month of June? Maybe you've already got some sort of open house, or maybe you're inviting a few of your friends over for ice cream or banana splits or something like that, and share a little bit about your operation. Maybe you could invite your local 4-H club over. There's probably several in the area, and if you haven't had some 4-Hers on the farm, maybe that would be an opportunity for you to get to know some of the 4-H families in your area and allow them to see what you actually do on your dairy, your animals, and how you produce milk and keep it safe for their food supply. Excellent way to connect with consumers is actually at the grocery store. Maybe you can plan something with your local grocer to feature a dairy product. Maybe it's some free samples of cheese, for example, that you pass out by the cheese case in the local grocery store. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our dairy farmers to engage in June as Dairy Month.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.